They're throwing down the gauntlet. I mean, they're just declaring that they're not going to change anything. The president yesterday in Cleveland saying we're just getting started. So in the meantime, the frustration of the American people continue to build. And I have to tell you, Senator, I'm not trying to rope you into a conversation one way or another where you're at on this, but I want to say this for our listeners. They want impeachment put back on the table.
Yep.
They want impeachment on the table as a bargaining chip because, for instance, the Scooter Libby commuting the sentence, what happened today with Sarah Taylor saying that she's been instructed by the president not to say anything, Alberto Gonzalez, the story about how he was briefed about the Patriot Act, then lied a week later in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. I mean, when is enough is enough?
I mean, you left out a bunch of things.
Well, those are just
spying on citizens without a warrant, going around FISA, on and on. Look, I have always said it should be on the table. Ed, I've always said it. I mean, what I it was such an interesting thing. I was at on a book tour, and I ran into John Dean of Watergate fame. He was on the book tour that I was on for his book, and it was right after we discovered that the administration was spying on our people without a warrant. And he just said, he looked at me and basically just said, as far as he could see, unless there was some explanation for this, this was impeachable. And I've always said that you need to keep it on the table and you need to look at these things because now people are dying because of this administration. That's the truth. And they won't change course. They are ignoring the Congress. He keeps signing these signing statements, which means that he's decided not to enforce the law. This is as close as we've ever come to a dictatorship. You know, when you have a situation where Congress is stepped on, that means the American people are stepped on. So I don't think that you can take anything off the table because, in fact, the Constitution doesn't permit us to take these things off the table.
Would you counsel Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid to put it on the table and make a statement before everybody goes home in August? Because they're going to get an earful from the American people when they go home.
Well, you know, I don't presume to tell people what to do. I have made my statements. And, of course, if asked, I will say. And I've been out there. I'm out here again today. I think, you know, John Conyers is, this is where impeachment starts. When Alberto Gonzalez, when it came out that he, you know, fired these U.S. attorneys, that, you know, it was politics being played with it, I thought then we should look into impeachment hearings. So I don't think it should be taken off the table. On the other hand, we got a war to end. We've got things we got to keep on doing. So if we do this right, we should give it to the appropriate committees, let them do the hard work that it entails. But we have to do something about health insurance. We have to do something about global warming. We have to end this war. We have to do something about education and all of these other things.
What is
about
your
the budget deficit? So you have to walk and chew gum at the same time.
No doubt about it.
You know, and I know Nancy's point was, you know, we have to reverse now about 7 years of this horrific administration's policies, and she's fearful of losing steam on that in that regard.